finding a pearl right in front of you, something that we did a few years back, next on Principles and Policies. Welcome to today's edition of Principles and Policies. I'm your host, Barry Sheets, the Executive Director of the Institute for Principled Policy. And along with me today is our co-host, my Vice Chairman, fellow analyst, and very good friend, Chuck Michaels.
And I got my engineer hat on and being driven insane by screwy weather and screwy telephone connections and all kinds of stuff making this difficult, but we're going to get through it.
Well, you know, and Chuck, I know the telephone connections are difficult because we're actually doing a three-way Skype call today with our good friend Ricky Pepin, who, if you were here with us yesterday on the program, you learned a little bit about what Ricky's been up to over the last, 15 years or so, and putting feet to the Constitution by teaching the Institute on the Constitution courses and marrying it to what's called the principal approach to education. And we had a little conversation with that yesterday, Ricky, but today we want to turn to something a little different because this is kind of near and dear to Chuck's heart. You see, Ricky has not only been involved in doing all this, but for the last, at least 3 or 4 years, Ricky, you and your husband both have been participants and involved with Camp American, our effort on trying to teach a summer camp to homeschool high schoolers mainly, but open to all, not just homeschoolers, on the biblical foundations of our freedoms. You've been there for a few years now, and Chuck, I'm just going to let you kind of talk with Ricky about all the things that you discovered about this.
Well, Ricky, I'm not even sure how you discovered us. How did you discover us?
Believe it or not, Barry, I don't know if you even know this, but it was at...
I probably not.
It was a St. Louis meeting that we were at, an education meeting that we were at, and I met you there for the first time, and one of the many things that you gave to me that day was a Camp American brochure. And it was probably, honestly, it probably sat in my drawer for 8 years. And I kept thinking whenever I'd stumble across it, you know, that really looks good. That really looks interesting. I really should try that. And I finally came up with the idea of calling you guys because I didn't want to go by myself. I wanted my husband to come. And he's not the most extroverted person or wants to go with a bunch of kids someplace. And so I got to thinking, you know, he's a great photographer. I wonder if they need a camp photographer. So I called Chuck, I believe, and maybe it was Noel, I don't remember, and spoke to somebody. Was it Noel? Okay. And told her of my interest and of Michael's talents, and she said, come on out. And I guess here we go again. The rest, as they say, is history.
Well, that's interesting that you picked up on that. That was Donna Hearn's Education Policy Conference.
That's correct.
That's every
year out there in St. Louis in January. Yeah, we haven't been out there for 2 or 3 years. I guess if we're going to get more Camp American people, volunteers like Ricky, we need to go out there and troll some more, Barry.
I think you might be right.
But, you know, it's interesting. We were just discussing off air how many years Ricky came and volunteered at camp before we actually realized what the pearl that we had and asked her to teach a class. Now, we knew you'd written a book, and we came in and taught a class actually on God's health plan, which was a nutrition, how to eat properly. And we thought that fit in very well with the curriculum because, let's face it, if you don't eat properly, you don't think properly because your brain doesn't work right. Your brain, your body, you're a whole entire integrated package. And so Ricky came in and told the kids and the adults something about proper diet. Now, you are still doing book tours on that, are you not?
I am. It's kind of taken second place to the Constitution materials, but it's definitely still in the picture.
And if you go out to campamerican.com, we actually have it on our front page as available. And the way it works is if you tell us you want it, we call Ricky and she sends it to you.
There you go.
Another thing, if you want to get a hold of Ricky for anything, go to either www.principledpolicy.com, that's principledpolicy.com, or campamerican.com, and we will relay anything that you want to talk to Ricky about.
Well, they can also go to my website, Chuck, which is just my name, you know, the www.rickypepin.com, RickiPepin.
Which I didn't realize you had, so we'll have to give you a link.
Oh, there you go. I didn't know you didn't know that.
Now, see, ladies and gentlemen, this is something that you should know about Ricky. She does not blow her own horn at all. I was going to say very well, but she doesn't blow it at all.
Whoops.
I think that, honestly, Ricky, on your website, you should publish the picture of you in the Pilgrim's outfit with Colonel Eidsmo.
It's probably not a bad idea.
The developer of the Institute on the Constitution, because that is a very good picture. We love that picture.
That's good.
I want to talk to you a little bit about Camp American, and since you are a volunteer, you know it from a different perspective than I do, since I'm the director. tell us about volunteering and about what you see from your perspective as the student's experience there as far as what it is you do with the Constitution.
Well, I have to tell you, I was very impressed from the beginning coming to the camp there, because most summer camps for kids are just designed for the kids to kind of just, they just have fun. And there's nothing wrong with fun, but there needs to be responsibility incorporated into it as well. And I've never seen anybody do it as well as you guys do at Camp American, both in teaching them, you know, those important principles about liberty during the times that they're not out doing the fun camp things, but also in expecting them to take care of their cabins and having those inspections, but it's done in a fun way. They have to take part in the cleanup of the kitchen and the meal preparations. I mean, I just really loved everything that you did about that camp, with the way the kids had to take an active role in it, not just go out there and play. And then when we got into the teaching aspect, teaching adults, the Institute on the Constitution, is fun. Because they sign up for it, they're excited to be there, they are so hungry to learn, you can hardly keep up with them, and their enthusiasm level is high. Coming to a camp of a bunch of teenagers, even though they're disciplined, even though they're good kids, they're still kids. And they're used to all of these fast-paced video games and everything else, and the first time you had me go in front of them, I have to tell you, it was with fear and trembling, because they sit there and they look like they're going to fall asleep, they look like they're bored out of their gourd. A few of them kind of sit up and take notice, but not many of them. And except that I was there for the whole week and had seen before that at the end of the week, when you do your Captain Constitution thing and have the competition between the cabins to find out what they've learned, you would never guess they're getting anything. But by the end of the week, the answers that they're coming up with, thinking through those questions and everything else, blew my mind to see how much they get it. And that just got me all excited enough to work through the boring looks.
The Constitution game is the most amazing thing. Now, I don't want to pat myself on the back. That kind of came up because my sister tried to teach a what she called a nuts and bolts class.
Okay.
She didn't really put it together right. And I said, okay, let me do it this way. Let's put it in the form of a game. And I'm trying to remember how many years we've been playing the Constitution game. But what we do is we give them the founding principles. And then we go through and we ask them some questions, and we do it in such a way as we make them the president, we make them on the Supreme Court, we make them meet the legislators, and we give them a scenario. And they have to give us the article and section of the Constitution that answers the question, is it constitutional, yes or no? Now, you can't just say yes, you can't just say no, you have to say yes because, and give us that thing.
Well, and Chuck, the most phenomenal thing I have ever seen with young people is at that camp when you are doing that, because you've got this room full of teenagers poring over every line of the Constitution, searching for the answer, and they're so excited when they find it. And not only do they find it, but if you recall this last year when we incorporated the principal approach method into the teaching, they were finding several places where the same answer could be found because of the principle behind it. That was just that was remarkable.
I'm really glad you brought that up, because that last year when we really emphasized the principal approach, that was the highest score, a cumulative score, that we've ever had in the Constitution game.
Well, and like I said, the enthusiasm level of watching those kids pore over what most people would consider to be a dusty old document just warms your heart.
Now, what's fun about that game is occasionally what we do is we ask a question in it, and if it goes around the room and nobody answers it, it goes around the room again.
That's right.
If nobody answers it, it goes around the room again. If nobody answers it, it goes around the room again. I have asked questions in such a way, and I do this on purpose, that they have to think about it in sort of reverse. And the reason I do that is because the way it's given to you a lot of times through the news media, through politicians, they're basically trying to do an end around, and they'll give you the Constitution in sort of a reverse way than you normally think about it, and you have to be able to think that way. So the principal approach, actually, we didn't have that problem as much as we have in the past with the principal approach. So that's another plus of the method you've come up with of helping to teach that.
Well, and it was fun this year too, Chuck, because in years past, every once in a while, the kids actually do get completely stumped. It's rare, but they do. And you've got, then we'll put the answer up on the board there for what you came up with. And this year, the kids were citing it several times, cited a completely different section of the Constitution than what you had come up with. And so you asked them, well, how do you justify that? And they did. And it's
yeah,
beautiful.
That's It is beautiful. It is beautiful to see. These kids are now, for the most part, as Barry and I have been pointing out on this program, they are far better informed than virtually all of their legislative representation.
And they're learning to think.
Yes. That is probably one of the most important parts. They are learning how to think.
That is exactly right. You know, Chuck, I've been involved with camp now for, six or seven years, maybe eight. Yeah, and I'm seeing that. I've seen that, we've had years where we've had lots of students and we've broken up into the groups and did the Constitution game, and they're kind of like, oh, okay. But when we added the principal approach way of doing business, it was like taking it to the next level. And I think that's part of the reason why people were so excited about taking the IOTC courses in general, is that they're finally seeing that it's a way to be able to be activists for what's right, for the truth, for what we have inherited from our founders that, honestly, we've spent the capital of, and we're now trying to build that count back up.
Well, they really understand now how to be an activist, because they now understand how the government is supposed to work, and therefore they can go to their legislator and demand that they make the government work that way.
Well, and that's, again, gets us back to the principal approach again, because the first point that I hammer home with these people is that in the past, even if you've been active in calling and contacting your legislators, you call and you give them your opinion about why this bill is a bad idea. Well, now all of a sudden, the light bulb goes on for these people, and they realize they shouldn't be going there giving their opinions. They're going to go there with the rule of law behind them, which this legislator took an oath to uphold, and if he is not upholding it, you don't have just a difference of opinion anymore. You have a man who's actually breaking the law.
That's right, Ricky.
And that consideration is something that a lot of people have never actually thought about.
Exactly. And it's empowering.
So, yes, it is. Now, you told me you're getting ready to go out to Washington, D.C. to do something. Why don't you tell everybody what you're getting ready to do?
Well, it's actually just a friend of mine is having me come out there, but it's a real quick in and out, but we're cramming a whole lot into that weekend. One of it is going to be a lecture on my book, God's Health Plan. But I'm also going to be speaking to some liberty groups, giving my infamous Why Do You Need to Know the Constitution talk. And I also have a talk prepared for churches called What Is Your Heritage? Because one of the things that I've noticed, if I can share this, is that sometimes people in the liberty groups, they're afraid to hear you talk about God and the Bible because they have this fear sometimes, and not everybody, but some of them have this fear that the religious right is trying to take over the Tea Party or the Liberty groups. And if you go into the churches and you say, hey, you folks need to get involved in your government and know the Constitution, by and large, the church is backing off and saying, oh, we shouldn't be involved in politics. When the fact of the matter is, they both don't understand that the root of our American system is God and the Bible. As far as the Tea Party people don't understand that it's God and the Bible, and the church people don't realize that politics is what the church is supposed to do by definition. And it's two different talks. But it gets people to the same destination, these IOTC classes, where they discover that truth, and all of a sudden they're working side by side, not only without fear, but with enthusiasm, because they discover they do have the same goals and they are working towards the same direction. And so I'm going to be giving all three of those talks, and I think they're even going to videotape the Heritage one because they want to get it to more and more churches.
Well, let us know about that. Now, Ricky, go ahead and give your contact information.
Okay, well, the website, but it's dedicated just to my book, is www.rickypepin.com. That's R-I-C-K-I-P like Paul, E-P like Paul, I-N, rickypepin.com. On there, there's a place that you can email me, but I will also give my email out, which is also my name. It's ricky@pepin.com, and they can reach me that way as well.
Okay, and we would invite you folks, please, if you're interested in taking an Institute on the Constitution class, contact Ricky. If you're in the west or the southwestern part of the state, contact Barry and I at principledpolicy.com or campamerican.com. If you're in the southeast or in the central part of the state, we are looking forward right now to putting together a Central Ohio class. There is a class currently going on in Canal Winchester. Ricky's got new classes starting all over.
We've got 18 of them just in this area, Chuck. 18 since January that have started.
And believe me, ladies and gentlemen, this is going to be $60 well spent. We're out of time. Again, www.principledpolicy.com. Join us again tomorrow for another Principles and Policies.